Nick Bailey, Executive Creative Director, AKQA Amsterdam. Named by Adweek in 2011 as one of the world's top 10 creative minds in digital, Nick Bailey leads the creative output of AKQA's Amsterdam office, servicing Nike, EA Sports, Heineken, Diageo, and Tommy Hilfiger. Bailey's work has been recognized with over 70 international awards, including most recently Cannes Gold, D&AD Yellow Pencil and Creative Review Best in Book for Heineken Star Player, a world-first dual-screen mobile and social football game. Nick joined AKQA in 2004 as lead writer on the Nike account, where he created some of the brand's most awarded work, including Nike Photo ID, Supersonic, and Nike Live. Prior to AKQA, Bailey worked at LBI on Mercedes-Benz, Abbey, BT, and Vodafone. Nick Bailey, my thoughts. Nick is one of those people I don't know very well, and yet I know him very well. Along with Jaco Fein, another friend and contributor to MFT from Amsterdam, they opened their arms, so to speak, to greet the new kid on the block, Ron Smirchek, the new ECD of Taxi there. Ron and his family were moving out there, didn't know anyone, so I said I'd introduce him to some friends and colleagues in Amsterdam. I called Nick, Jaco, and some others, and they all said, great, the more the merrier, and Ron was adopted. Which is nice, because now he's Ron Smirchek Bailey Fein. Just look at Nick's picture. Isn't that a warm and inviting kisser? You should see some of the photos he posts on Facebook. But that's Nick. He's full of life and fun, and knows the digital creative world inside out, which can be a problem if you're prone to seasickness. Nick has so many awards under his belt, it's hard to sit down. And he gives some people the wrong idea when he walks. But when you're literally one of the 10 top digital creatives in the world, his bio says so and it's right, you can walk anywhere and any way you want. My First Time by Nick Bailey. Looking back at my first commercial assignment, now feels like looking back at the crew of Columbus's first expedition landing on the beaches of Cuba, confident in the belief that they were in China.